Why Jesus Christ is against the Pope and the Church of Rome. That is the message I have for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I thank God for saving my soul. You know, I thank God for the precious word, for the scriptures, because it is the truth that set me free. So that's what I want to get across to you today, folks. You know, I speak to you as a former Roman Catholic. It is a joy once again to bring forth these things to you. If you are also a former Roman Catholic, my word to you today is keep the faith. Don't be swayed. I know you're living in a land where many are being seduced by this system, but don't give up the fight, folks. The Lord will bring you through. Trust me. You know, I was born again all the way back in 1989. God is good. And not only does he save you, he will keep you. He's the keeper of our souls. Glory to his name. So as I said, it's such a joy for me to bring forth these teachings to you, to set forth before you the warnings that you find in the scriptures regarding false teachings and stuff like that. So, you know, folks, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I was on my way to hell. When I was a member of the Roman Catholic system, I did not know the Lord. I was not born again of the Spirit. I was religious but lost, and that's a fact. So that's why I continue to sound the alarm against this giant magnet called Roman Catholicism. It's like a super-powered vacuum. It's seducing Christians by the millions into believing that the Roman Catholic Church is simply another Christian denomination. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, I encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. Read the scriptures. Spend time in the Word and pray, and the Lord will show you these things, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you a scripture from Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 to 5. It says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives," speaking of Christ, "the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." So what a warning we have from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Keep in mind, that was spoken approximately 2,000 years ago. You know, we're living in the last days, but you could even say back then that was the beginning of the last days. So how much more, folks, the time in which we are living? You look to the right, you look to the left, you see confusion, mayhem, and all sorts of things going on. But here the Lord lays it out clearly. They asked him, what's the sign, you know, a sign of your coming, the end of the world? He said, take heed that no man deceive you. So, folks, we're talking about souls here. We're talking about your own soul. You don't want to be deceived. And if ever the warning applied to a man, it would be the Pope in Rome. Now, and obviously, this would have been the popes in the past, too. It applies to all these people who come in the name of Jesus Christ. They're coming and saying we're representing Jesus Christ, but they're not. And this is what this message is about today. So, according to the scriptures, there's only one person who deserves the title of Holy Father, and he is sitting on a throne in heaven. He's not sitting on a throne over in the Vatican. Oh no. In fact, the Bible says this. Jesus said this. He said, "And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ." So take that to heart, folks. You know, that came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ himself. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is the great I Am. Jesus Christ is the first and the last. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty. So when he makes a statement, we all need to take heed. We all need to listen to what he's saying. He says, call no man your father. So the man over there in Rome, the current Pope Francis, is addressed as the Holy Father or His Holiness. And that is, it's wicked, folks. It is absolutely wicked for a person that declares himself to be a Christian to call themselves, let them be called Holy Father. My, oh my. Can you imagine us being called Holy Father? That is one, especially when the scriptures are so clear. And trust me when I say this, that man over there in Rome knows that scripture like the back of his hand. He knows it's in the Bible, but he continues to defy the word of God and allow people to bow before him, kiss his ring. Receiving that title, this man travels all over the world. People come to him, leaders, presidents, ministers, prime ministers visiting him, taking advice from him, from this man. Sometimes he meets with big world leaders without any media around. What's going on behind closed doors, folks? We're dealing with, this is not biblical. Where do you find this in the scriptures? Where do you find Jesus Christ meeting with world leaders and people who don't even know Christ? And want nothing to do with him. This is not biblical at all. Remember the scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 25 and 26. Listen to this. It says, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. The Pope needs to take the advice from the scriptures, folks. Stand up. I'm a man. Folks, there's nobody in this world that should have people bowing before them, as you see taking place on an everyday basis in the Vatican over there in Rome. The man in the window. I mean, people adulate this man. It is totally demonic is what it is. So these are things you need to understand. These are things you need to know. So, you know, one of the most demonic things, teachings of the Church of Rome is that he's the vicar of Christ on earth, the vicar of Jesus Christ. In other words, he's the representative of Jesus Christ. Nothing could be further from the truth. So the real Jesus Christ is totally opposed to this teaching. Obviously, he's against the Pope of Rome. And you can rest assured that what I'm telling you is the truth. You know, most people don't realize that the Roman Catholic Church teaches that the Pope is necessary for the interpretation of the Word of God, of the Scriptures. Oh, yes. You know, the Roman Catholic Church, they teach that the Pope and the Magisterium, which is their teaching office, and their tradition cannot be separated. Oh, yes. That's what they teach. So, and they put their man-made tradition on an equal level with the Scriptures. You see? So when you see churches joining in unity with the Roman Catholic Church, folks, it's that too is demonic. There's not a stand being taken as you saw in the past in the time of the Reformation. And keep in mind that the Church of Rome holds fast to the exact same teachings now that they did back then. So that should set off some alarms in your spirit. But unfortunately, this is kept under the table, folks. This is why you have this unity taking place. It's apostasy, folks. That's exactly what it is. Look at the Catechism 94, item number 100. The task of interpreting the Word of God authentically has been entrusted solely to the magisterium of the Church. That is to the Pope and to the bishops in communion with him. Now, folks, the true Church of God, we don't need a Roman Catholic magisterium with a pope and bishops to interpret God's word. Not at all. The children of Israel, you know, you even go in the Old Testament, they had the scriptures and they were expected to know them. Oh, yes, they were. Look at what Jesus said when he was confronted by the devil. In Luke chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, it says, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He's referring to that scripture all the way back in the book of Deuteronomy. You know, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, folks, it's the scriptures, the children of Israel, that they had the word of God, you know. And Job 23 and 12, it says, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Jeremiah chapter 15 and 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Do you see any need of a teaching authority, a magisterium? Absolutely not, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Luke now, 24, verses 24 to 27. This was Jesus Christ after he rose from the dead. This is awesome, folks. He was killed. He was butchered on a cross. He was slain for our sins. And now here he is. He's walking again. And this is when the Lord was talking to the two on the road to Emmaus, and they were concerned about all the events that were taking place. And here the Lord pulls up and starts talking with them. And now let's pick it up here. It says, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. So they're telling Jesus, they didn't know it was him at the time. You know, this is what happened. And now they went to the tomb and he wasn't there. Verse 25, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That's powerful. I'll tell you why. You know, here, these two, they were so concerned, and you know, with all the events that were taking place, and that the tomb was empty. And now look at what the Lord says. He says, oh, fools, look at that. Oh, fools, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You see how the Lord expects us to know the scriptures for ourselves? And yet very few are interested. Think about that. He's calling them fools. Oh, not Christ, meaning himself, to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory. So what does he do then? He began at Moses and all the prophets. He goes back to the word and showed them out of the word. And that's what he did. So he's exalting the word of God. He's exalting the scriptures, the power in the word of God, and he expected them to know the word for themselves. Don't miss that. So you obviously, there's no need for a Roman Catholic magisterium, which it didn't even exist yet. And this is what is being fed by the Church of Rome. Remember William Tyndale, when he stood against the Church of Rome, he responded one day to a comment made to him. And the comment was, we were better to be without God's laws than the Pope's. Master Tyndale, hearing this, full of godly zeal and not bearing that blasphemous saying, replied, I defy the Pope and all his laws, and added that if God spared him life ere many years, he would cause a boy that driveth the plow to know more of the scripture than he did. And that's from Fox's Book of Martyrs, page 139. So William Tyndale, he had it right. And that's exactly what happened. He says, there's going to be a boy that's driving the plow, a worker, a common man. He's going to know more of the scripture than the Pope. And that is so true, folks. And that's why, you know, people are born again of the Spirit. They search the scriptures for themselves. They heard the truth, whether by a preacher or reading or whatever, and they get saved. Why? It's the power in the Word of God. You know, the Church of Rome, they also have an Apocrypha. But, you know, those extra books that are added to the Bible, by the way, they came you know, at the Council of Trent, it was a rebuff to the people who were coming against them, the reformers. So it was like a counter-reformation that was taking place and still taking place with the Church of Rome seducing people into believing that they're okay and that there are people that say they were Christians and are going back to the Catholic Church. Well, I feel sorry for them, for sure. So look at this, folks, the power in the Word of God. So the Lord Jesus, he never quoted from the Apocrypha. So you don't need the Apocrypha. You don't need the extra books, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I want you to know there. Luke chapter 6, verse 26, it says, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." 2 Peter 2, 1, "But there were false prophets also among the people, as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." So, obviously, I'm warning against these false prophets, these false teachers, the popes, the priests. They're bringing forth doctrines that are damnable. Doctrines of demons is exactly what it is talking about there. So folks, you know, the Pope as being the vicar or the representative of Jesus Christ on earth is a false teaching, the doctrine of devils. The Holy Ghost is the one, folks. You want a vicar, you want a teacher, you want a guide, it's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Look what Jesus said in John 14 and 26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Folks, it's the Holy Ghost that brought me out. You know, that when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and illuminates the Scripture. Think about that. It was the Holy Ghost that came upon the people who wrote the Scriptures. So now he's decoding it. He's showing you the meaning, okay? And when I saw the truth that was in the Word of God, the good old King James Bible that many hate, you know, they don't like the thee and the thou and so on and so forth. But let me tell you, folks, there is an anointing upon that book. Oh, yes, there is. And you know, the Spirit of the living God, what a joy when the Lord opens up your eyes. John chapter 16, verse 13. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Hallelujah. What a verse. So the Spirit of truth, that's the Holy Spirit. Look, it says he guides us into all truth, and he's not speaking of himself. Look at that. He's going to glorify Christ. It's the beautiful triunity of the eternal Godhead once again. Not speaking of himself. "Whatsoever he shall hear," who's talking to him? "That shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." So, and once again, the Holy Ghost, he showed me the things that are freely given to us. You know, you start reading the Word, and you're like, "What? I never heard this before. You know, I'm going to Mass. I'm going to all these rituals, saying my Hail Marys." Then you start reading the Word of God, and you're like, "What? What on earth is this?" And you realize, I was duped. I was deceived my whole life. All of these things, going to confession, all of these religious holy days of obligation. What? I don't find any of that. You know, I remember, you know, you used to do the Stations of the Cross and so on. And I remember there was a thing, one of the Stations of the Cross, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. You know, I remember looking in the Scriptures, looking for Veronica. Who on earth is Veronica? Veronica was nowhere to be found in the Scriptures. This is the man-made traditions of the Church of Rome. Is the Lord Jesus Christ against the Pope and the Church of Rome? Of course he is, folks. Of course. We love the people. I love the Roman Catholic people, but I don't like the Roman Catholic teachings that deceive those same people. And that's why I do what I am doing. So the Lord will open up your eyes, folks. He will fill you. Folks, if you want to be born again, call upon the Lord. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him for the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Ghost comes, folks, you open that Bible, and this is what I do. You lay that Bible out, and you look at the teachings of Rome. You know, as I said before, I was into the apparitions of Medjugorje. You open up the scriptures, and you look at the teachings that are coming forth from those apparitions, those demon apparitions. You will see that it's from the pit of hell. You know, one of the apparitions at Medjugorje on one of the dates, and you can read, watch those videos that I've done on such things. But I remember one of them talked about putting on the armor to fight against the devil, and one of those things said, pray the rosary. This is your weapon against the devil. Let me say something to you, folks. It was the devil telling those people that. That's exactly what the way the devil works. You see? And here I am as a Roman Catholic, deceived, okay, lost. And my rosary praying intensified. You see, this is the way the devil works, folks. That's why I am exalting the Word of God, because it is the truth of the Word of God that set me free. Oh, yes. And I'm amazed that people don't preach and warn people in their pulpits about stuff like this. You know, this deception with Mary, as I'm talking about the Pope, it's obviously not limited to this Pope. Many of the previous Popes were heavy duty into Mary also. You know, remember Pope John Paul II, he entrusted the whole country of Poland to the care of Mary, not Jesus Christ, but Mary. I've said it many times, on the inside of his papal garments, he had a saying that was embroidered on the inside, totus tuus sum Maria. What does it mean? Mary, I am totally yours. Think about that, folks. That is deception. Is Jesus Christ against that? Of course he is. Of course he is. Let me give you a quote from a book called The Glories of Mary, by Saint Alphonsus Liguori. In this book by Alphonsus Liguori, it tells a story about a bird, a bird that shouted out the words, Hail Mary. So let me give you this quote from this book, from page 67 of that book. Bernard de Bustis relates that a bird was taught to say, Hail Mary. A hawk was on the point of seizing it when the bird cried out, Hail Mary. In an instant, the hawk fell dead. God intended to show thereby that if even an irrational creature was preserved by calling on Mary, how much more would those who are prompt in calling on her when assaulted by devils be delivered from them. So look what's being said, folks, in this book. They're saying a bird was about to be seized by a hawk. Now, hawks are kind of creepy-looking birds. I've seen many of them. And this bird's about to grab, this hawk's about to grab the bird, and here the bird goes, Hail Mary. This is so unbelievable, folks. And the hawk dropped dead. So now they're using this to say, look, if he does this for a bird, Mary can do this for a bird. Imagine how you'll be preserved by calling upon Mary yourself. You see that? So the attention, it's going to Mary. And I've said it many times before. Mary cannot hear you. Mary never heard one of my thousands of Hail Mary prayers, folks. Not one. So this is what you need to know. So, many people, as I said, very few people touch on this, many people, I hate to say it, folks, it's so sad. Many people are in the established church like puppets. I call them the professionals. And, you know, they never bring things like this up. And that's why you find them working hand in hand with the Church of Rome. You know, many they're smooth talkers. They're so slick, folks. We're living in the day. And many, may I say, multimillionaires, folks. And they know all the lingo. And they're on their television shows. And they travel the world in their Learjets and their helicopters and what have you. But something's wrong, folks. What's the saying? Go, something's wrong in Denmark or something like that. Something ain't right here, folks. So, you know, when you think of the recent trips by Pope Francis, you know, Pope Francis, he went to Cuba and went to other places, went to Mexico, came to the United States. And before the Pope returned to the Vatican, he entrusted the United States, the USA, to who? To Mother Mary, the patron saint of the United States. You know, I didn't even realize that the Catholic Church made Mother Mary the patron saint sometime in the 1800s. You know, some Catholic bishops got together, and that's when they did that. So, you know, regarding Cuba, you know, Pope Francis even commended the care of Cuba into the hands of Mary. Oh, yes. So, you know, another time, not Pope Francis, but Pope Benedict, he dedicated Italy to who? To the Virgin Mary. In fact, another time, that same Pope Benedict, he recommended people follow the example of Padre Pio. He's a man that had what's known as the stigmata. That's where the wounds of Christ, like in the hands, I think, on the side. That's demonic, by the way. And people prayed to this Padre Pio. They had his body exhumed, think about this, from the dead. And now that I think he's still out in the open. They have like a glass thing around the body. And people go there by the millions to pray to him. There are prayer groups by the tons that pray to this man. Some people say more people pray to Padre Pio than they do to Mother Mary. I would find that hard to believe. And this Padre Pio, they say he prayed 35 rosaries a day. Do you see the deception, folks? Is Jesus Christ against this type of thing? Of course he is. Let me give you a quote from the Vatican Information Service, Vatican City, March 23rd, 2013. With these sentiments, this is Pope Francis, with these sentiments, I ask all Jesuits to pray for me and entrust me to the love and protection of Mary, our Mother in Heaven, while as a pledge of abundant heavenly favors, I impart with special fondness my apostolic blessing, which I also extend to all those who work with the Society of Jesus, in their activities, benefit from their good works and partake of their spirituality. So this is downright scary. You know, Pope referred to Mary, his mother in heaven. You see, folks, you know, when I got saved, you know, when the Holy Ghost comes, as I said, you're going to glorify Christ. You're going to testify about Christ. So that's the testimony of a true Christian. You've been saved. You've been born again of the Spirit. You're going to give all the glory to Jesus Christ. You realize you were nothing. And I've said it many times, folks. I deserved 1,000 hells. Oh, my, oh, my. And you know something? So do you. If you've been truly born again of the Spirit, you have to say that in and of yourself, you were on the road to hell. And that's a fact. I was a child of hell, child of the devil. My, oh, my. But the mercy of God, you see, the mercy of God that was shown to me. And this is all found in the scriptures, by the way, folks. This is all found in the Word of God. And this is why, you know, this at one time, the Bible was a forbidden book in the Church of Rome. That is a fact. So here's the truth that can set a person free. And the devil, using the people in the hierarchy of the Church of Rome, said, no, this is a forbidden book. Oh, yes, that is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, when I got saved, what happened? I stopped praying my rosary. I stopped my prayers to Mary and other Roman Catholic saints. Why? Because the Holy Spirit of truth showed me that Jesus was the only way, that he was the only mediator that I needed. So, you know, my thousands of Hail Mary prayers, you know, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, dear Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for the sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Over and over and over and over. Folks, I've been met in many services, you know, even went to those charismatic healing masses when I was in a charismatic movement or renewal, what you might, they might call it sometimes. You know, during the mass, this Catholic healing mass, the rosary was prayed for hours, ladies and gentlemen, Hail Mary, over and over and over and over again. Oh, yes, folks. So you know, don't fall for that lie with this charismatic movement, folks. Don't bite the bait, folks. Many are being sucked in at this time. So the Holy Father, the so-called Holy Father, I should say, the Roman Catholic Pope, he usurps the authority of the Holy Spirit by pointing his followers to Mother Mary. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? So the Holy Spirit of truth, as I said, will always point you to Jesus Christ and him alone. So don't miss that, folks. There's only one mediator. You need the Lord. You need Christ. Oh, yes, you do. So let me give you a quote from another article regarding this pope. Visiting Naples in March, Pope Francis told priests, nuns, and seminarians that one way to make sure Jesus is the center of their lives is to ask his mother to take you to him. A priest, a brother, a nun who does not love Mary, who does not pray to her, I would even say one who does not recite the rosary, well, if you don't love the mother will not give you the son. I'll stop the clock right there, folks. Here you have a man who claims to be the Holy Father, claims to be his holiness, claims to be the vicar of Jesus Christ on planet Earth in this world. And he's saying that I would even say one who does not recite the rosary, well, if you don't love the mother will not give you the son. That's from the pit of hell, folks. That is from the very center of the pit of hell. Mary has nothing to do with giving you the son. You do not have to come through Mother Mary. This is a teaching of the Church of Rome. Go through Mary to get to the son. Sweet Mary. You see, this is the teaching. By the way, that article by Cindy Wooden, 2015 Catholic News Service, U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Folks, if you're Catholic, you don't have to come through Mary. You go straight to God Almighty. Say, God, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So that is nothing but outright heresy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I saw something the other day. I don't know how I came across it. But there was a religious store over in Italy. They were selling rosary beads. I think they were gold-plated or gold. I mean, the prices were astronomical, folks. Some of them, I think, had an image of Pope Francis on it. You know, this is a multi-million, I should say probably billion-dollar business, folks. When you think of all the things that are sold, you know, these statues and all of these scapulars and medals, miraculous medals, Mary this and Mary that, Saint this and Saint that. We're talking billions of dollars, you know, when you think about it, especially over the centuries, folks. Is Jesus Christ against this? Of course he is. Of course he is, folks. There's only one God, folks. There's one mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's all about Christ. He's telling you here, it's by me. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. That's what he's saying to you, folks. Take this Mary stuff and lay it aside, folks. That's what I did. When I started reading the scriptures, I knew it was time for those trinkets to go. Out went the rosary beads and all the other paraphernalia that dealt with the Church of Rome and all of these crucifix things. And folks, it's all idolatry. I'm warning you in love here today to get rid of it, folks. Get rid of it and tune in with the Lord. Get right with God. Get right with God. Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He's the one you need to be interceding for you, folks. His name is Jesus Christ. He laid down his life for you. For you. Pope Benedict told people to follow the example of Padre Pio and seek the intercession of Mary. No, I'm telling you to ignore the advice of Pope Benedict and any other pope and any other Catholic priest. Ignore their advice. I'm telling you, get rid of the rosary beads. Put your faith in the Lord. And listen to me. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If Jesus said you must be born again, take it, folks, as truth. You must be born again. The Roman Catholic teaching that you're born again when you're baptized as an infant is a lie. Take it from me. I was baptized as an infant, and I did not know Jesus Christ from a hole in a wall. But when I was truly born again of the Spirit, then the lights go on, folks. That's what you need, Roman Catholic. Oh, yes, including priests, including the Pope. You must be born again. And when the Spirit of truth comes in, folks, and you study the Word, you will see. You got a choice to make, folks. Oh, yes, you do. You're going to either follow the Word of God, or you're going to say, I'm sticking with my man-made tradition. That's a choice you're going to make, folks. And that's a choice I made. Oh, yes, that's a choice that I made. You know, my wife got saved first, and she said, look, this is what the Word says. Look at this stuff that we're into here. This says this. This is those apparitions of Mary. And she said it was like the Holy Ghost took a yellow highlighting pen and showed her the wickedness. And at first, I didn't listen to her. But I had a choice to make, folks, you see? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. That's the word for you today, folks. Choose ye this day. Who are you going to serve? Do you really want to serve God? Then get your Bible out and say, Lord, I want you no matter what. You see, that's how it has to be. And that's what it means when a person from the heart. And you got to say, look, if this Mary stuff is not on the level, I'm getting rid of it. Because if God is against it, why would you want to be part of it, folks? I'm going to leave it right there. I love you. I love you to pieces. Be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ.